102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We are on with J-Mo this morning. What's up, J-Mo? Welcome to the Dream Team.
What's going on, family?
All right, my man. You're seeking a pardon from your neighbor, Gil. Tell us what happened between you and Gil and why you need a pardon.
All right, so Gil, we've been neighbors for a few years, and I own a pit bull. My pit bull name is Kane, because Kane is a gangster name, bro.
Yes, there he goes.
And my neighbor has a dog as well, a poodle mix named Maxine. And my dog got a habit of getting loose every now and then my dog got loose when in Gil's backyard and impregnated his dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love connection. Between the pups.
Wait a minute. A love connection. A pit bull on a poodle? Hey, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, love comes in different shapes and sizes, Tony.
Apparently. Yeah. So, Gil is not happy at this time with you or Kim.
Nah, he's not happy that they had a litter of puppies. And he wants to sue me. So I just want to apologize and see if we can work this out. But we've been neighbors for a few years, man, and he's a cool dude. And I don't want something like this to come. You know, I got to live here. We both got to live in this neighborhood. So why have beef? You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And do it for the kids, too, right?
Now you got
a
puppy family.
Go ahead again and run down exactly what happened. Kane got loose and what occurred?
Yeah, man. My dog got loose. Kane got loose. Ran into Gil's backyard. Got his dog pregnant. Now they got a little litter of puppies, man. And my dude want to sue me, man, and I don't want that to happen. Like I said, we've been neighbors for a minute, man.
So
just,
what is
I just want to smooth stuff out.
This puppy support, is that what they're calling it? Is that what you're thinking you and the puppies?
I guess you're the pawpaw.
Right? I guess so, man. I'm somebody's granddaddy now.
Right. Let me ask you.
He's having a good time.
Is Kane getting any visitation or anything? Does he get to go and visit the babies? I mean, what's going down with that?
Man, I can't do that because he's just getting dogs pregnant. I need to get him fixed is what I'm going to have to do.
Apparently.
He got to get supervised visitation at least, man.
So the relationship between you and Gil is just strained. He's not speaking to you. The puppies are here, and they're trying to, because you got to keep puppies, like, what, 6 weeks before you can?
Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks.
Six to eight weeks before you can start giving them away. So they got a house full of puppies down there, man.
Oof.
Yeah, man. And I feel bad. So, you know, if you forgive me if I need to throw something in on it, man, to help him out, I'm there. I just want this to be over with, because this is awful.
Why don't you just neuter Kane?
I mean, I'm going to have to now. He run around the neighborhood getting everybody pregnant, making me a granddaddy.
Right. Either that,
too wild.
Either that or get a better fence or something, my man. A bigger chain. Something.
Try some barbed wire.
Right. Something's got to give here. Okay. My man,
J-Mo. Barbed wire, bro.
Right. Yeah. All right. Your dog is out here the future of the neighborhood. He's like future. Got a new baby
too
every other
puppies
week.
Puppies and not enough time.
Time. All right. So what we're going to have to do, we're going to go ahead and reach out to Gil, get him on the line. We got to hear his side of the story, him and Maxine, find out what happened, and then we'll see if we can get you on the line and get a pardon granted. How is that?
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Gil, what's going on, my man? Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
All right.
Good, good, good.
Or should we say grandfather, Gil?
Hey, Papa.
I don't want to come off as rude, but this is not the first time this has happened. That's why I'm being such a stick in the mud about it.
Yeah, so go ahead and break it down what happened between J-Mo's dog, Kane, and poor little Maxine.
Well, he lets him out, and to be fair, like, he does try to at least keep a monitor on him most of the time, but we need a better fence, I'm going to be honest. He keeps coming over, and he keeps taking her to Doggy Pound Town, and I don't really need it.
Oh, man, population 2.
Yeah, it's like population 2 at this point in time. It's great, man, for me because I mainly take the pictures of the dogs and put them on my Instagram to see if I can get more girls to follow me, but at the same point in time, I just like having the one.
Right, so.
Yeah.
Well, needless to say, you got a little litter of puppies over there right now, and you are trying to get my man J-Mo to, like, help you out with this situation financially. You want to sue him for, what, letting the dog get out and impregnating your dog? You want some puppy support, basically.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to house that many. It's 9 cups. That's a lot of money to house 9 cups. Just from the one block puppy chow. And also a lot of newspaper.
And time.
Because it's, yeah, and time. I'm also going to have to get get a new couple new rugs. You know, it's a learning curve.
Just to play devil's advocate, though, Gil, are you sure that it was Kane, man? Because, you know, Maxine, she might be a little more busy than you think around the neighborhood. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, she's trying to say the
Have you done a
really
little puppy paternity test?
Can you do a puppy paternity
See, there we go.
Yeah, see,
we got to ask these questions, man. I'm just saying,
she
you know,
totally
that's a big
can.
Accusation to put on somebody.
Kane over there like Scooby, like, hey, my baby.
Right? Maybe Maxine is playing Kane right now. We don't even know that.
I feel like I should just go put on Marvin's room. And just sit down and have
so check this out. Check this out, Gil. We got J-Bo on the line. He just wants to speak to you real quick, man. Let's see if you guys can have a conversation and see if you can make a decision. J-Mo, go ahead and talk to Gil.
Hey, Gil, man. For real, dog. I just want to apologize, man, you know, about my dog coming over there and impregnating your dog. You know, it's my fault. You know, he got loose. I do need to get the new fence, man. I just want this to end. You know what I'm saying? And whatever you need from me, money-wise, I got you, bro. But I don't want to lose your friendship over this, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you need from me, man, I help out, bro.
All right. But just because we're neighbors and the summer's coming up and I don't want to have lame-ass barbecues without you there. That's the only reason why I'm saying it. I agree with you, sir.
Here's an idea, J-Mo. You give him half of the money on the care of the puppies. Then y'all sell the puppies when the puppies get of age where they can be separated.
Okay.
And then split the cost of that. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds perfect to me.
That works. I like that idea.
You like
oh,
it?
There you
Although
go,
a pit bull poodle might be hard to sell, though, because it's neither beautiful or very strong. You know, it's
pit
like
poodles,
it's somewhere in the
baby.
Middle.
We got pit poodles out here on the street. Pit poodles, yeah. Baby.
Forbidden love
hey,
puppies.
Since it was your idea, we don't have to give you no money, do we?
No, I'm going
to
go ahead and let y'all ride with that, all right? I'm going to let y'all ride.
Right,
give me one of the puppies. Just give me a pit poodle. But you know what? Okay, so you're going to grant him a pardon, Gil?
Yeah, I think he's earned it.
And let
I
Kane see his kids, too, man. Let Kane come down there and see his babies, all right?
Nah, man, I got to get Kane fixed. When I get Kane fixed, he can see whoever he wants, but Kane ain't doing this again.
Smart idea.
Right, we're glad you guys came to a decision, so you're going to move on with the pardon. J-Mo, thank you for reaching out, man. Yeah, make sure you get a better fence and enjoy the family that you got there, Gil. And, you know, you guys move on. It's good neighbors, Bay Area. It could be done just like this for you. Just go to KBLX.com, click on the Beg Your Pardon, present your scenario, and get back with the Dream Team. It's 102.9 KBLX, the best throwbacks and R&B.